Praise ye the Lord. Let us pray together. Our Father, tonight we thank you for your presence. We thank you for bringing us to this mountain. We thank you because of what your heart is desiring to bring to us. First, as individuals, and as your people, and as men and women who are crying to you for your divine intervention. Lord, we have come together with our traditional leaders and their fathers. We have come together with all your servants, the spiritual fathers and the we have come, O God, with all our political leaders and all those that you have set over our head. We won't cry in our hearts this night, but these days, Lord, we are in heaven. Lord, we ask that you will turn your eyes upon us and show us your mercy again. Holy Spirit, we are asking that these days, as we declare it openly, shall be days of divine and definite encounters upon each of our lives and upon this land. Holy Spirit, please help us now and take over from us. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Please be seated. God bless you. I'd like to thank God for another Kilobyte World Conference. And I also thank God for our brother, Evangelist Obuche, who has anchored this over the years. Thank God for the body of prayer that God has continued to lay and brought to us. I'd like to give God praise. All of us that are here again this year, pray that your coming will never be in vain in the name of Jesus Christ. Appreciate our brothers and sisters who have come from other nations, and we don't take your coming for granted. Pastor from South Africa, and those that have come to us from Zimbabwe, we welcome you. The Lord. You. As you come to this land, you know you are going to carry a fire home. That God will cause this to spread everywhere in the name of Jesus Christ. This day, I just want to start by looking at the crowd. Oh Lord, when we come. And as I know that God, since that God will be guiding, instructing us on how to secure the open heavens. Let us turn our values, whether you carry King James, NIV, whether you carry King James, NIV, just read. I want us to all contribute to reading the scriptures tonight. Whether you carry a Ghana Bible, or you carry a Roman Bible, or you carry a Yoruba Bible, or you carry a Igbo Bible, any scripture, make us all in agreement to read Isaiah 64. Isaiah 64 itself was a prayer, and I want us to read it together. Can I start? Verse 1, and then you please come along with verse 2. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. Make your name known to thine adversaries.
that the nations may, when thou these terrible things, which we look not for, thou camest down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence. The beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he has prepared for him that waited for him. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and walketh righteously. Those that remember thee in thy ways, behold, thou art wroth, for we have seen in those in continuance, and we shall be saved. All our righteousnesses are as lily rise, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken away. And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirred up himself in our beautiful house, where our fathers praised thee, is burned up with fire, and all our pleasant things are made waste. Verse 12 together, waste. Verse 12 together. Without refrain thyself, for, O Lord, without hold thy peace, and afflict us very sore. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. Even as we read that passage, you will know that the entire chapter is a cry. You will know that the entire chapter is a cry. And that this particular cry is coming out of desperation. It's coming out of a tiredness. It's coming when men have done all they know how to do, and there is no other way out, no other place to turn than to turn to the Lord. One of the things I'm praying that God will do to us is to make us desperate in this meeting. Desperate for a divine visitation. Desperate for a divine intervention. When the chapter began, and you see that chapter is not the first of all that had been going on, God had been speaking. And that's the two, as he said, I have stayed before thee, and upon thy walls, watch. Chapter 3, he has spoken about God rising up to fight for his people. Chapter 64, which was a very central cry for divine visitation and intervention. Chapter 65 was an answer that God began to give. And chapter 66, which is the end of this book, was to give us what was God going to do, how God going to turn. So, but tonight, since I just want to introduce this meeting and begin to look into the matter of heavens being rained, being opened, being torn apart for God to come down and manifest his glory. And manifest his power. There are few conditions that I sense we need to take note about as we begin our prayers today. And so that this gathering we focus. We don't just want to make noise. We want God to hear us. We want God to do something. We want this meeting to be
that will start manifestation in our life, in the church, in the nation, and in the land where God has situated us. There are a few things that I would like you to quickly note. I'm not going to speak much about them tonight. I will be dealing with that when we start the expositions by the grace of God tomorrow. But the first note I want you to mark, that chapter 64, when he has spoken about what will happen if God had rent the heavens. He said, oh, that thou wouldest rent the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the man flow down at thy presence, as when the melting fire burns, the fire causes the waters to boil, to make thy name known to your enemies and your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. The possibilities when heavens are opened, when God comes down, the unimaginable intervention that comes when God steps into a matter. Something that has been difficult for years, that nobody thought could be reversed. When God rent the heavens, things are turned around. When God comes down, things will melt. That's what we see as possibilities and divine expectations when God will rent the heavens. And the fact that and Joseph. With your symbols
I just can't stand in the battlefield. No gun, no bullets. You just stand there and sing. And what were they singing? Give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. They don't know what happened to them. Instead of facing the children of what we need in our nation is just for God to come down. Is what is keeping the heavens closed. That part is what is making it look as if our God had no power. It is that part that is making the Goliaths taller than who they should be. It is that part that is giving the enemy so great a boldness that they can walk into the midst of God's people. They can slaughter the priest on the altar, and they are celebrating and going away as if our God has gone on leave. This part is a critical matter if we are going to see what we are crying for. And that's why tonight, and perhaps even tomorrow morning, and we still need to focus on this, because I fear that if we take away the box, if we're able to handle the box, it does not take God anything to show forth his power. Does not take God anything to manifest his glory. Does not take God anything to open the heavens and pour us a blessing. But this box, if we don't handle it, it will be a problem to us. So I want you to look at that box, because it's critical. That's where the key word is. That's where the matter must be dealt with. You know that this is in keeping with the word of God all over. All over. If you look at 2 Chronicles chapter 7 that you have quoted over and over and over and over again, you will notice that it is that part that causes everything. heavens to be closed. And if we are going to ever see heaven open, we must come to deal with that God. Praise the Lord. Would you like to follow me to look at it very closely tonight? Eh? Now, you say, but, verse 6, but we are all as unclean things, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, are taking us away. But we all, as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. And verse 7 said, and there is none that calleth upon your name, that steereth up himself to take hold of you, for thou hast hid thy face from us and hast consumed us. Because of what? I didn't hear you very well. Because of our iniquities. We don't need to pretend about this. We don't need to leave leprosy and begin to chase ringworm. We don't need to leave the cross of the matter and begin to run around the peripheral issues. We don't need to be looking outside when the matter is first and foremost located inside of us. And anywhere God has ever responded to the cry of his people, it is the people that must deal with the but in their lives. And if we are serious, even in this conference, we will not overlook, we will not brush aside, we will not play down what has been the critical matter that has caused the hand of God to be shut over our lives. Now let me quickly ask you to do a quick panoramic analysis of this so that when I bring you to the place of prayer, we shall be praying genuinely together. Look at Isaiah 59, which you already know, but I just want to remind you, because that is the point. Behold, Isaiah 59:1, behold, the hand, the Lord's hand, is what? Talk to me, please. The hands of the Lord, the Lord's hand, is not shortened. Our Father's hand is not shortened that he cannot save. Our Father's hand is not shutting that he cannot save. The God we serve is not like Baal, that they cry to him. They tear their bodies because he has ears, but he cannot hear. He has eyes, but he cannot see. He has hands, but he cannot do anything. He has legs, he cannot move. We are not talking about such a useless non-entity they call the God of Baal. No. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shutting that he cannot save, neither
is here, heavy, that he cannot hear. But, did you see the but? I want you to catch this, because if you don't trace the but, then you are not doing well. He will just come here and pronounce, oh, it shall be well with you. Oh, your heavens will open. And you did not deal with the but. Heaven say, why are you making a ridicule of the matter? Why are you playing around? Why are you making empty noise? Why are you making our God as if he's God that has to be begged before he does what he had wanted to do? Do you know that God does not wish anybody to perish? Eh? I was reading the Bible the other day. It said, what is my inheritance in this world that the heathen have taken my children for granted? Why are they messing up my children? Why is it as if I have lost my power? What is going on? As if we have no God. I hear them shout, I hear them speak, and they say, well, let their God do whatever he can do. And it looks as if our God has become so powerless that people can just say anything and they escape. But! Did you see the but in that verse 2 again? Eh? What did it? But! Your iniquity has separated between you and your God. But! Your iniquities, your disobedience, your own compromise, what you call your righteousnesses, what are they? They are filthy rags, they are smelly. What you are bragging about, what you are boasting about, what you are decorating as your righteousnesses, these are filthy rags. It is nauseating to God. And God say, I cannot be identified with it. I cannot be identified with it. You know, I'm not a politician. And I'm not interested in just saying something because we don't want the people on the other side to think, no. They look strong because of the but in our life. Why was Goliath shouting and abusing the name of God? Abusing the fathers and going up and down, and for many days, more than 6 weeks, he was walking everywhere. And whenever he came out, he said, all of you Israel, if any of you can stand to dare me, and even the senior man of Israel is Mr. King Saul. He himself, where was he hiding? He was in a cave. Why? What we did not remember is that before that chapter 15, he had disobeyed God. Chapter 16, God had already said, I have finished with this man.
he can no longer represent him. Instead of him to fall on his face and say, God, have mercy on me. You know what he did? He went and wore his regalia. How many of you sitting before me today? You know heaven is quarreling with you, but you are still dressing up. You know you are not yet at peace with God, yet you are still holding the loudspeaker. You know the issues are not straightforward somewhere in the sacred place. And yet, you are still holding the platform. You know that things are scattered, but you are so much religious that you can still speak. You can still speak your tongue. And everyone is saying, I can't go with this. Even their righteousness, their righteousnesses. You know, as I read the scripture and I saw the polarized righteousness, I said, which means it's not the righteousness. Because correct righteousness is singular. Correct righteousness, what did I say? Is singular. There are no two types of righteousnesses. There are no three types. But now it says your righteousnesses, your man-made righteousnesses, your humanly arranged righteousnesses, those things that you are doing and presenting as if it's a righteousness, they are filled their hearts. But your iniquities have done what? Are separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid his face from you. Your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Many, many night vigils are going on. Professional prophets are standing up. All kinds. Brothers, I know you know what I'm talking to you about. All kinds of ministers and ministries are standing up. Those who broke the heart of their senior pastor to start their own church, they are also proclaiming righteousness. Those who stole church money to go and buy equipment, they think this kind of singing will attract God. You know where the issues are. You know the buts that has cut short the hand of God. I was listening on the television the other day, and I heard one of our men, one of our leaders, he's talking. I almost shouted. If you could hear me, I said, brother, shut up. Why are you shouting like this? Empty shout. We have no backup. Our defense is depleted because we are perforated. What are you doing making a bold face when your inner man are decayed? Why do we present our God as the one that is so weak that we are shouting, we are gathering, we are pushing, we are pulling? You remember how one of our men, our leaders,
a good pastor, senior pastor, he prophesied. He said, this will happen. And the man said, if it happened, that's an unbeliever talking. If what you say happened, then I will know you are serious. And nothing happened. Nothing happened. The man is still drinking his tea. Why is it that we choose to be deceived than to cry? When we have come to this man and say, our theme for this year is, oh Lord, rend the heavens! I couldn't have finished reading that verse and stop in verse 4. Where it's describing all that God will do when the heavens are opened, when the heavens are rent, without understanding there's a but. Look at the but. But your iniquities are separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that you will not hear. For your hands are what? Talk to me. Your hands are what? Defiled with blood. And your fingers. With what? With iniquity. With iniquity. With iniquity. Your lips. Your lips. Has spoken what? Lies. As sometimes you stand on the pulpit, what you are saying is a lie. But you say it under an atmosphere of charismatic power. Liars. Liars on the pulpit. Liars singing. Liars. Liars. God, who is not a respecter of persons. Will he identify with liars? Will he uphold the words of men who are deliberately telling lies? And some of you say, Brother Bragile, why are you doing this now? Some of us are not like that. You are not serious. You are not serious. When the children of Israel went to Jericho, and one acre, not 200 of them, one acre, went and touched their cursed thing. And the children of Israel now wanted to go and fight Ahai. And they saw how Ahai became so strong. A little nation became so strong. So unconquerable. And they started killing the people of God. They ran back. Joshua went and knelt and said, oh God, what has happened? I have never heard that your children turned their back against the enemy before. We have never gone to a battle and lost one soul before. Oh God, what has happened? God said, get out from here. I imagine where he was kneeling down like this. God must have come and booted his foot off and said, get out! What are you doing here? Israel have sinned. Israel have sinned. That's why they cannot stand against their enemy. Israel has sinned. That's why I can no longer go with them. Israel has sinned. That's why my glory can no longer be identified with them. Wow. I thought God would have said, Achan has sinned. No, it was not Achan. Who sinned? Israel. One man sinned.
But as far as God is concerned, all. Even if you are sitting here and you are having a sense of personal self-righteousness, holier than thou, I would like to tell you, even your own holiness that you think is better than the other brother has become a field error. That is why, if you love God and you love the purpose of God, not only will you cry for what is happening to your life, you must cry for the rest of us. You cannot be standing there and say, well, preach it to them, preach it to them, preach it to them, when one of us has gone to touch the unclean. When some of our leaders have gone to touch the unclean. When some of our leaders and preachers, they are doing things that heaven must, that people must not hear. But you felt that God can also be a liar to stand up and say, my children are all right. They are all right. Are they all right? Eh? If you know the God we serve, you will have known that thou art of a purer eyes. You cannot do what? Behold iniquity. I hope you remember that David was a great man that God highly loved. But when he went to violate Bathsheba, Uriah's wife, he covered everything. Nobody could have known. No testimony could be given. Did you know that it was God who went and woke up Nathan? Nathan! David has misbehaved. God never will cover the sins, even of his greatest preacher. God will not say, if we expose this man now, the ministry will scatter. That's not how God thinks. You are the one who thinks like that. You are the one who is misbehaving quietly, but you say, let nobody know it, so that the ministry will not be scattered. Which ministry? The ministry of iniquity. Which ministry must not be scattered? You are misbehaving in the choir. He said, but that's our lead vocalist. That's our lead vocalist. Which vocalist? How can an adulterer be our lead vocalist? That's why you are shouting and heaven is not coming down. We spend so much money. We do a lot of things. And everyone is not coming down. Why? Your hands are defiled with blood. And your fingers with iniquity. Your lips are spoken lies. They conceive mischief. They conceive mischief. Imagine people sitting somewhere and planning how to deceive, how to play pranks, how to fake prophecy. Did I not go for a meeting some years ago? And a great man of God, I must not mention their names, but these are the same leaders that we thought would deliver our nation.
And this brother, this great man of God, was preaching powerfully. And he was preaching, and I was jumping. I said, oh God, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for utterance. Thank you for this anointing, oh God. Even though I was a preacher, I was invited to preach. I don't know whether if he gave an altar call, I would not have also knelt down and said, Lord, the way this message is coming tonight, do something new with me. Or do you know something? In the height of the message, when I thought he was going to now draw the sword for these hungry souls to run out and make their lives right with God, when he knew that everybody is captured, when he knew that now, tell them to do anything, they are ready to do it. Then, oh my God, I saw something that made me afraid. I've been afraid of some of you. I'm afraid. Even when you say the Spirit said, I'm afraid of your spirit. He said, oh, Makadia, Baba Sanda, I forgot something. Oh, God, Lord, please pardon me. I almost forgot something that I needed to declare in this congregation. You know me. I mean, a believer. I was still believing you. But I went with my wife. My wife said, watch it. Watch it. I said, what? They just watch it. Then the whole thing turned. He said, God told me that he cannot finish that meeting that night unless he has raised, I don't know how many millions now. This was where the whole meeting ended. They started saying, those of you that will give us 100,000 and 50,000 and all of that. Then he turned to his wife. He said, darling, how much did we declare that we're going to put into this special offering tonight? They were doing like that on the pulpit. They were playing with the destiny of all of us. Great dramatist. So I went back to the hotel where they lodged me. I was crying. I said, Lord, what is this now? How can this man of God miss this great opportunity? I was crying. The people that were taking me to the hotel, they knew I was not happy with myself. It's not because of anything to have prepared. It was arranged. And we have also arranged what will be his own percentage. Liars. But these are our top leaders. These are the people shouting and calling fire down. But this part has to be dealt with for the heavens to be opened again over our heads. Somehow I want to tell you, it doesn't take God anything to come down. It doesn't take God anything to blow a whistle and all the enemies, they will turn and run. It takes nothing for our God to walk. I was asked to take a meeting maybe 2 years back, and people were asking me to talk from Habakkuk. And as we opened and we saw the book of Habakkuk and all the terrible things that happened in our nation, all of that. But because men will not want us to tell the truth, men will not want us to turn inside and check
Why has this calamity come upon us? Why is it now that we are shouting and we look as if everyone is not hearing us? Can we look at where our fault comes from? As I started studying the Bible, everybody knew now that, yes, the matter is not with the outside. So 2 Chronicles say, if my people, if my people, let's read it. Because I'm just tracing the path tonight before I will conclude. Maybe I should conclude Isaiah 59 before I ask you to go to 2 Chronicles. Can we go on with our Isaiah 59 a little more? He said, for your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue have done what? Have muttered what? Perverseness. Before Isaiah could come to be preaching this now, I hope you remember Isaiah chapter 6, when he said, I am undone. I am a man with unclean lips. I will say, Isaiah could cry for unclean lips. Just unclean lips. And he said he was ruined. I said, what is the gravity? Then I saw that when he has seen the Lord, we have seen the holiness of God. He knew that even ordinary unclean lips, gossip, rumor monger, you go say what you never saw. You are telling a story that you are never heard of. Unclean lips. You cannot take a brother for his word. And you are sitting here, you have proposed to two girls at the same time. And you are moving in between, causing confusion. Those guests are breaking their head, and you are drinking tea, wicked man. And you are one of those sitting here saying you want heavens to open. Where? Where? What is the meaning of that? You have muttered perverseness. None! Look at verse 4. None called for justice, nor any pleaded for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and they bring forth what? Iniquity. This is the point. This is what weakens our hope. This is where our trouble is. And if anybody wants to be sincere, we are saying, Lord, rend the heavens. God said, but you are not there with the pot. You have not there with the pot. We may promote ourselves. We make ourselves look wonderful because we don't want to offend one another. But it didn't matter if somebody is offending God. None call it for justice. Even sometimes when I'm looking at some of us, even when you are talking about politicians, I'm asking you, are you really calling for justice? Are you not shouting because the matter is not falling on your side? Do we guide the politician and say, don't bring that money here? Where did you get the money that you want to donate now? Take it away. You have not paid salaries. Why are you bringing money here? Retirees are dying. But you are flying up and down. And you come and say, man of God, I just thank God for the way God is using you. And I just want you to pray for us. Pray for what? Will you silence the truth with your money? No, he's calling for justice. No, any pleading for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. Oh, I can see all over you the glory of the Lord. You saw nothing. You are a perpetual liar. Perpetual. Your conscience is already seared. So when you tell lies, it looks as if you are prophesying. And this is becoming a norm. It's looking as if it's a normal thing to do. It's appearing as if that's the way we gather crowd. A very big man in government was invited to come to Boko for a meeting. And the man told those who went and called him, he said, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. They said, why? He said, I don't like him. I don't like him. He doesn't respect people like us. He will just face you. They begged him. They said, don't say it like that. We are all going there and we are your friends. Let's go together. I didn't know their discussion. Maybe if I'd known, maybe I don't know what I would have done anyway. Unfortunately, that day, when they came and I was going to bring the word of God, and as I was preaching and teaching the word of God, the Holy Spirit made me to confront the man. I just called him. I said, you are this. What are you doing there? Have they put money in your mouth that you cannot talk? And you are selling the rest of us out? Something happened immediately. He started having running stomach. He ran out. He quickly came and said, Pastor, it's not like that. I said, how is it, sir? Once he managed to finish the session and they went on break, I knew he would never come back. He told his friends, but I told you. He will pinpoint me. If such people can kill people like us, maybe they will have tried. But is it not better to die telling the truth than to become a compromiser on the pulpit? How much food do you need to eat in your lifetime, a preacher? I put it to you this night. But it is this but that I see God demanding. They add cockroaches, eggs, and they weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dies. And that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. The whole of that chapter, until we come to verse 16, was only pointing at the but. But look at verse 11. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doe. We look for judgment, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far from us. Why? Why? In verse 12. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is falling in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yet, truth fails, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought salvation to him. Brothers and sisters, because tonight is just to welcome you, and this is not a good way to welcome you, Abby, but I don't know how else to welcome you. I don't know how else I will be welcoming you when you are sitting on the eggs of quackraters. I don't know how else to be welcoming you into the presence of this holy God, with whom we want God to do something, and we will overlook the but. Is there not somebody sitting here? You are quarreling with somebody. You have not settled it. And you did not read in your Bible that if you come to the altar and you remember that somebody has an ought against you, what did he say you should do? Leave your offering on the altar. Forget it. Go back. Go and settle. That's the God we are talking about. The God that cannot tolerate all this kind of hypocrisy. I had gone to preach somewhere. No, yes. And the chief usher that ushered me in. Imagine my chief protocol that ushered me around. He was the one saying, "Welcome, sir, welcome, sir." And I was so happy with him. And he introduced his wife to me. I thought it was his wife. So as I was preaching the word of God, and the Holy Spirit landed, he said, "But the woman you are sitting with is not your wife. Your wife is in the house weeping, 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 but you are here dancing." I gave an altar call for the usher, because it's the usher. He will usher people into God's presence and usher himself out. Because the usher now, the woman that I thought was the wife, was crying. So the woman came out on the altar. When we finished, the madam says, "Kiss me, please. I need to talk to you. And I want my husband to be there." Ah. So they came. I gave them a little audience. And the woman said, "Now, I can no longer hide." I said, "What are you hiding?" He said, "Let him talk. Let him talk. The matter, let him talk. Me, I don't want to continue in this focus. I want to go my way now. Let him talk." I was surprised that I'm looking at my protocol. I said, "What is the matter?" "What is it?" "Just my wife is just something difficult. Even as we are dressing up to go out today, the woman was weeping and was saying, "Hey, God, look at this, look at this. I don't want to break another woman's heart anymore. I want to go and pack. I'm not going to do this thing again." What is the problem? How did he rise up to become our usher? What did we see in him? When Baba, pastor, the man who invited me here, he said, "Brad Boulay, why do you scatter things?" I said, "Scatter what?" So, you can see. You can see where we are going. I went to UK to preach. And some people here, Bragulay is in town. We want him to come and give us a message. I called the brother aside. I said, "Are you sure you want me to preach to your congregation?" He said, "We want the truth. We want the truth." I said, "You want the truth? Are you sure? Are you sure? Do you really want the truth in this place? Please don't call me. So that what you are gathering, you can be gathering it. But if you want the truth and you are preparing men to go to heaven, is that what you are asking me to come for? The Lord will help us. Light will come, but I will continue to speak. Are you still hearing me? So let me go." And so we took that meeting. And as the word of God was going on, I said, "Sir, one of you is sitting here because you want paper. You want immigration paper there. You want them to give you paper. You have gone to marry a woman. You left your wife. Your wife is at home. You told her that you are coming back. And you are doing an arranged marriage here to collect paper. And you are shouting here in the name of Jesus." Before I finished, the people started crying. They said, "But nobody has told us this. Nobody has told us this." I said, "You have heard." In another 2 years, I went back. The brothers are organizing my itinerary. Asked that brother, the pastor, say, "Ragbile is in town." "Ragbile is in town. Would you want him to take a meeting in your church?" He said, "Eh?" I said, "No. I have not recovered what he did in 2 hours. For 2 years, we have not recovered. I don't want that again." That's what you are calling the church. That's the kind of church that is shouting, "Rend the heavens!" This night, 2 Chronicles chapter 7. I say you know it, but I want to read it so that as I stop here tonight to pray, you might be in position to join me to pray. Look at it. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. And the whole thing started, I think, in verse 12. 2 Chronicles. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night. And he said to him, "I have heard your prayer. And I have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice." Are you there? Are you there with me? Look at verse 13. if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Look at the Bible. If my people, which are what? Called by my name, shall do what? Humble themselves. And the word humble here is a very important word to me. To humble yourself means to accept who you are. No more exaggerated sense of your importance. To humble yourself is to accept our predicaments. To humble ourselves is not to be shifting blame. It's to face the reality and say, Lord, we are in trouble. I need your touch. I need your help. I need you to do something deliberate with my life. I need you to help me. If my people, which are called by my name, shall do what? Shall humble themselves and pray. I know prayer is the first thing we want to do. But what confess? What confess? That my people shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. And do what? And turn. And turn. Not just speak. Not just preach. To do what? To turn. Liars should stop telling lies. Secret fornicators should stop. Those who are playing pranks should turn. If they shall turn from their wicked ways, then did you see the divine ordering? Did you see it? There's a protocol. Then, not before then. Then will I hear from heaven. And I will do what? And I will forgive their sin. And I will do what? And I will heal their land. That is the way. We're here tonight. And we are going to call on God. And I sense that the eyes of the Lord has been turned towards us. We're saying, but, we have lost many souls, we have lost many brothers, many of our children, our daughters, have suffered. Our highways have become a dangerous place. And I'm telling you, we have all been involved. None of us is safe. I have suffered it. But it is, no matter how we want to blame those guys, something opened the door for them. And everyone is saying, if my people. So tonight, I'm talking generally like that. But I said, even one man, one acre is enough to bring us into trouble. But I don't think it's only one acre. I think at various levels. Even students. if you don't allow them to do malpractice, they will lay the teacher and threaten him. I was asking a question the other day among the teachers. I asked them very honestly, I said, excuse me, who organizes exam malpractices in our schools now? Is this students? Eh? They said, no, sir. It starts from the principal. And when they are charging school fees, there is something they call logistics. You are aware of it. What is logistics? Those are the money that the student will pay to look like part of their fees. But it's for exam. It's to be able to arrange how to settle the invigilators before they arrive. How to make invigilation. What is invigilation? I hope you know invigilation comes from vigil. That we need somebody who is going to keep a clear vigil, watching over every move, who is searching with his eyes, looking here and there to see whether somebody is moving where he should not move, whether somebody is whispering something. How can an invigilator sit down? A correct invigilator, does he sit down? Talk to me now. And but your own invigilators. Logistics have settled them. So I see students now, they come out, A1 maths, A2, B2 something, and all of that. You ask them to write one sentence they cannot construct. This is where we are. You say, I'm a local government teacher. Are you free from this matter? Governor, forget governor. What of you? Are you not the governor of your primary school? We are asking a question. Can God not the heavens? Can you not rend the heavens and come down? He said, that's no problem for me. I've done that before. I will do it again. But, do you think we should pray together tonight, brothers and sisters? Eh? Or I have offended you so much. So this is not the kind of meeting I came for. I want something, Jim. And why did they bring Brother Gulay now to just dampen everything? I'm sorry for dampening everything, though. But I hope that what dampens your life, if we don't uproot it, no matter how we shout, you will still be down there. I don't want to dampen anything. I want the heavens to open. And I want to cry together this night with you and in all this week. Lord, rend the heavens. All those proud people that are shouting up and down, silence them, oh God. God said, you don't even need to beg me to silence, I will have done so. But for your own iniquity, it has hindered me. I couldn't be fighting for people who are a compromise, who have decided to disgrace me. Don't let me go beyond here tonight, because I want you to pray with me. I will deal with individuals tomorrow. I will begin to look at people to whom heavens are opened. What did they do? How did they do it? What did God see in their lives and in heaven they are opened? How did God look at them and the heavens were open to their lives and they affected their generation? I know we are looking unto God for that. But can we deal with this bot Do you think we should deal with this bot? Eh? Eh? Then stand on your feet and let us turn to God. Stand on your feet, my brother. Stand on your feet, my dear sister. And stand before God, before whom nothing can be hidden. Before God, whose eyes run to and fro the earth, who sees what others cannot see, who hears what others did not hear, who did not even need to see before he knows what is going on. Will you stand before this awesome God? Awesome God. Awesome God. And you are saying, Lord, try me, O God. And search my heart today. And see if there be any wickedness in me. And lead me, O Lord, in the way everlasting. Psalm 139 was that cry. And I think it's the cry of David. And he said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, O God, and know my thoughts today. And see if there be any, not many, not many. We are not talking about many wickedness. We are just talking about any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Can you talk to God? Can you whisper something to God and say, Lord, try me, O God. Search my heart, O God. Maybe I have forgotten where things went wrong. Please remind me. Maybe I have brushed things aside thinking that it doesn't matter. But it is standing. It's hindering you from walking with me. I'm shouting too much now. As if God is not there to hear again. But the but is the matter. This evening, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, please come to me. Come to me. Don't let your garment, don't let your, he said, tear your heart, not your garment. My brother, my dear sister, you did this secretly. You thought nobody would see it. But it has come now to stand against us. It has come now to hinder you from getting to where you are going. I have always loved to watch the drama people. And today again, they brought this kind of things. And are you there? That man that came with a heart full of himself. And God could not do anything for him. Or you came with a basket. God cannot pour anything on his life. Or you came with nothing. No hand, nothing. It is time to call on God. Holy Spirit, please walk in our midst. Holy Spirit, please do something deliberate. Father, do something that only you will do, and we know you have worked. Even though the whole nation is in need, but if you start here with us, and your heavens begin to open to some of our lives, it might be the beginning of the solution of our nation. Lord, while you are touching others, while you are helping others, Lord, do not pass me by. My Lord, to you I cry. Unless thou help me, I'm going to die. Bring your free salvation and take me, O Lord, as I am. Oh Lord, take me as I am. Take me, oh Lord, as I am. I don't want to live here struggling anymore. Take me, oh Lord, as I am. Change my story, oh God. Change my story, oh God. Karabashandoro was Karabashid. Holy Spirit, please come, come among us today. Set our heart ablaze. Ami apo mi de Rami apo mi de Uwe neko kaja tatumi Rami apo Omide,
Bambi,
Abomide, Gamio, Gamio,
Bambi, Abomide,
Weneku,
Weneku, Kacha,
Rami,
Rami, Rami,
Rami, Rami, Rami,
Rami, Rami,
Rami, before we take that song three times, I only say, take me as I am. Take me as I am. Nothing to hide. There's no need to be talking about. Put your finger on my life tonight. Just take me as I am and help my life. Don't let my heavens be closed. Don't let me just go roaming about. Please, Lord, draw me to yourself. Let your blood speak for me. Change my story today. What I'm hiding is not hidden before you. What I am covering has become uncovered in your presence. There's a part that will not let me go. There's a part that is cutting your hands short on my life. There's something. There's something. I wanted to make progress, but this thing will not let me go. So whosoever hideth this thing, covereth this thing, will not prosper. Will not make progress. You will be going round and round and round and round and round. Lord, tonight, tonight, oh God, take me, take me, take me, oh Lord, as I am. Cleanse my heart tonight. Deliver me from this addiction, this thing that will not let me go. Lord, come
in.
It is time to make it clear to God. You have a reason to come before the Lord with me tonight. Nothing to hide. The chapter that we read said, will you keep looking at us until we waste away? Our beautiful holy house, where our fathers worship you, has become desecrated. Have been burnt down. We cannot count the number of churches that have been burnt down. We cannot count the number of pastors that have been slaughtered like chicken. Will you look at us like this, oh God? Will you watch us until we are wasted? Our daughters are taken away captive, violated. Nobody is talking. Lord, will you not have mercy upon us? And these people are still boasting. And they are going anytime, anywhere. Will you, oh Lord, hold your hand and not help us? God said, yes, I'm ready. But this but has to be dealt with this night. Are you hearing the Holy Spirit speaking to you tonight? And you just want to respond to God for yourself? You want to cry to God and say, Lord, some of you, what you did has brought difficulty to your family. Your children are suffering because of something you went into. Nobody knew, but it is you. You knew since you entered into that, everything started scattering. The business that was coming on was scattered because you brought in a bloody money. Will you say to God tonight, please just have mercy on me? If you are there, the Holy Spirit is speaking. The Holy Ghost is nodding. God is saying, all I need tonight is for you to repent. All I need tonight is for you to humble yourself. All I need tonight, don't be too arrogant and say, how can I go out? How can I go out? People know me to be a big man. They know me to be a preacher. They know me to be that. That's not the matter tonight. Heavens are closed over your head. Things are turning negatively. You are not getting anywhere. You are growing older. Nothing is happening. Tonight, God is saying, all I want is my people called by my name shall humble themselves. Will you humble yourself tonight and come? If the Spirit of God has already started talking to your heart, lift up your right hand and say, Lord, I'm the one, I'm coming. I am coming, Lord. You must settle my case. My life has to be helped. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, dear sister. Just walk out. Just walk out. Let your hand be lifted up as you are stepping before God tonight. And those, it may look little, may look insignificant. Others may think it doesn't matter, but you know it is a matter. People think sin doesn't matter, but sin is the matter. Thank you, my friend. If the Lord is touching your spirit and saying tonight is the night, don't think you are in a great position. Heaven is saying this is the matter. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, that sister. Thank you, the young person. Thank you, that old brother. Please step out. Step out. Let tonight be the night. Let God say yes. I am seeing you now. I'm ready to forgive you. I'm ready to cleanse you. I'm ready to set you free. I'm ready to change that story. I'm ready. I'm ready. Please make a way for the people that are coming to come. Thank you, my dear sister. As you are coming, please run down, run down. The Holy Spirit is doing a walk in our midst. Just come down, just come down. Mashata, Maria la babakando roboshinda bakaria. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, that brother. Thank you, that sister. Thank you, that young lady. Stand up and talk. And just say, Lord, just as I am. Rami, Ado, Mide.
Antonio,
Rami, Ado,
Mide.
Are you coming? You very fast. Let me see your hand raised to God. And say, Lord, it's you. Just as I am. Thank you, my dear sister. You may have fallen many times, but that's not a matter to us. God is willing to forgive. God is willing to cleanse. God is willing to change. God is willing to bring a new thing. A new thing is about to happen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. It will require humility tonight. Thank you, my dear sister. Thank you, my friend. That is courage. That is pride. That is pride. I want you to humble yourself. Just because I'm a big man of God. That is courage. Come down, come down. Come down. Come down. Come down, my friend. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Brother, are you coming? Please come down properly and get on your knees and say, Lord, just as I am. Just as I am. Thank you, my dear sister. Thank you, that brother. Walk down where you are and run. Amen. Thank you, my brother. God, come find a space. Find a space. Somebody is outside. You need to say, change me as a sign. Don't stand out for now. Go and lay down your life at the feet of the Savior. I want to start this place. Thank you, Jesus. Are you coming? Please give that space. Give that space and go on your knees. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Are you coming, friend? Walk out boldly. Walk out boldly. And say, Lord, I will humble myself. You say, if I can humble myself, that you have sinned is not the big problem, but that you are hiding it. But that you are not telling the truth. You are rather criticizing others. Thank you, my friend. Just go on your knees. Don't say, I'm still a small boy. Sin does not go a small boy. Sin will cut you short and not let you become a giant God wants you to be. My brother, you are coming down. Please come quickly and let me pray with you. Hallelujah. 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 This night, Lord, come to us. Thank you. Take the song now for me three more times. Just lift up your two hands to God. Tonight, God will settle it. I can see God saying, come, let's settle the matter. I will settle the matter with you tonight. Lord, settle the matter with us tonight. Lord, please settle the matter with us tonight. Father, please settle this matter with me tonight. Lord, please settle the matter with me tonight. I have nowhere to hide again. Thank you, young ladies. Please calm down. Please give them space. Please give them space. Tonight's an important night. Hey, Lord, settle my case tonight. Yes, you aborted some time ago because you did not know what else to do. But God is saying, I want to settle them and I will forgive you. I will cleanse you. But humble yourself. Calm down. Calm down. Let's settle the matter tonight. Let's settle the matter tonight. Please give space. Give space. Give space. Thank you, my dear. Thank you, dear. Thank you, dear. Thank you, dear. Since the matter, the devil has continued to harass you day and night. Let God settle the matter tonight. There's a blood that is flowing that will settle this case completely. Please give that lady a space to come. Don't block that space. Please allow her to find a space. Tonight is her own night. Yeah, don't block that, brother. That young man needs to make it right with God. Please come and settle down. God wants to settle that matter with you tonight. Thank you. Thank you. I see so many that the Holy Spirit is troubling. Step out. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. The Lord will help us. Thank you. I can see you coming. Please run down. Run down. Please give space. Give space tonight. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, please have mercy on us.
That young man you are needing to run down, please run. I can't wait for you anymore. Time has gone. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my friend. Come down. Walk out from outside and come down here. Come down here, sister. Thank you. Get on your knees and say, Lord, settle this case. I have covered it for too long, but I need you to help me tonight. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. If it is here, you are coming. And all those that are nailed down in one place or the other, let's have our two hands lifted to heaven. And all we are saying tonight, all we are saying tonight, I am here, Lord. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my sister. Thank you that you are
here.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, did you not say in your word, whosoever comes to you, whosoever humbles himself and pray, you say, I will in no wise cast out. You say, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Lord, our iniquity has overwhelmed us. We are battling with it. It has cut us down. But Lord, we heard your voice tonight. And we have said, Lord, please come. Please come. We have brought reproach to your name. Satan has rejoiced because he cut some of us down. But this day, oh God, all liars, all who speak perverseness, all whose hands are stained with blood, whose lips are defiled with lying, this night, all those who violated young girls, those girls are somewhere we don't know where they are now. Those girls are frustrated. And God is saying, but their cry is coming to me against you. This night we are pleading with you. Have mercy upon us. Take us as we are. Secret things that we have done. We thought it would not matter. It has brought us to where we are. Lord, we are unable to stand. Even in our own midst, we are unable to stand. We are fighting one another. We don't have one voice. Lord, we have been perforated. Our hands are shut. We couldn't stand again. The enemy is riding on us. They are stepping on us as if we are ordinary asses to be stepped upon. As if we have no God who answers prayer. But this night you say, it is this but as many as stepped out first for their lives. I plead with you, Lord, that you will have mercy on us. As many of us are knelt down on our knees and said, Lord, have mercy. Lord, please have mercy. All the ones that have come out, Jesus, shed his blood because of this matter. Jesus went to the cross because of this matter. Jesus became sin that we might become the righteousness of God because of this matter. Jesus paid a price that must not be wasted again. He had been crucified, but we have crucified him the second time. Lord, have mercy upon us. I want you to, with your two hands straight to heaven, just say, Lord, take me just as I am. And change my story. Change my story. Lord, change this story. I can't hide anything, but you can change my story. My garment is stained, but you can change that garment. My life is scattered, but you can rearrange it. My journey has been scorched, but you can reset my life. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, take your place in my heart today. Forgive me now. Set me free. Release me. Release me. Let your heavens open over me. Let your mercy come upon me. Deal with this matter with me. Settle this case for me from this night in the name of Jesus Christ. From now, O God, wash my hand from this day. Wash my heart from every perverseness. Wash my feet from every wrong way I went. And lead me in the way everlasting. That from this meeting, circumcise my heart. Help me to hate sin. Never to compromise. Never to hide it. Help me to love Jesus. And to love righteousness. That even in the secret place, I will take a stand. From this night, please put my name on your right hand, O God. Watch over my life. Help me to keep walking right from this night. Please, Lord, whatever the enemy destroyed, please, Lord, restore it. Restore it, O God. Restore my years. Restore my years. Lord, restore my years. Now put your hand on your heart for me. And as I call on God, He answers prayer. He does what no man can do. He's going to the root of the matter today. He said, my Father, we put the axe on the root. Father, tonight, look at my brothers and sisters. Look at our friends. You brought them by yourself. There are yet some others in this congregation who are feeling so proud. They say, how can I stand up? I am too big. But your condition is that if you shall humble yourself, Lord, as I call on you, all those that are led before you, all those that have put their hand on their heart, all those that have quietly said, Lord, this is me. This is my secret life. This is where I'm coming from. Step into their case. Lord, let mercy prevail for us. The blood that speaks better things than that of Abel. The blood of Jesus. Let it speak for us. Let it speak pardon. Let it speak deliverance. Let it speak forgiveness. But much more, let it speak redemption. that from this night, oh God, there be redemption. Let it speak restoration. There will be restoration. Lord, you will restore this life. What the canker worms have eaten, what the palmer worms have destroyed, what the devil came to steal. He came to steal, to kill, to destroy. But I hear you say, I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Lord, I ask, let there be restoration. Let life be restored. Let righteousness be restored. Some have lost their fellowship with you for years. They're just running up and down. Restore that to them tonight. Bring them back from where they fell. Bring them back to where they ought to be. And from this night, Lord, close this chapter. Close this chapter. Open a new chapter for their life. Let there be a new beginning. Let this Calebi conference mark a new beginning. Mayata robos sanka ruka shando robos kuria. Let the heavens be opened over their lives. All that shuts them out, I command you, open in the name of Jesus. All that block them, block them. Today, oh God, I command you, lift up your hand. Release them in the name of Jesus. The darkness that came on their path, from this night, I command darkness, turn away in the name of Jesus. Let there be light. Let there be light shining from their hearts. Holy Spirit, please undertake for us what you have started tonight. I'm pleading with you. Take it further. Take this meeting further. Now, why the people that have stood up or knelt down with their hands, let me see you rise on your feet, because I'm still going to pray for this congregation. But I want all of you that have stood before God here now, please, we are going to start. And are we going out this way, sir? Rasande? Are we going this way? All right. Please look at the direction of my hand. Let's go this way. The hand of God is on you. And I want you to know that this meeting is a new beginning for you. You are never going to return the way you came. The hand of God, mighty hand, is resolving the issues. No matter how complicated, you are getting a liberty from tonight. Even the affliction that sin brought into your life, it shall disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. And please, if you are going, don't go back. Go to where I'm directing you. If you want to carry your something, do so. And please join us there. Let this night mark your own turning. You have taken one step to humble yourself. God will honor you. Please keep going. Now I want the entire congregation to stand up before God tonight. I want you to join me in prayer. I said it takes only 1 acre for the entire people of God to be in jeopardy. And as long as that is not settled, nobody was settled. Nobody could be settled until everything was settled tonight. I want you to step forward and say, Lord, have mercy upon us. Whatever will not let you, let the heavens open over our head from this night. From this night, oh God, make it to have an unrest. The Bible said there's no peace for the wicked, isn't it? I want you to plead with God tonight, as a congregation, as a people, We need you to visit us. We need heavens to open over our head. Our land is in trouble. Our kings are not safe. Our leaders are in trouble. Lord, have mercy on us. Can I hear you lift up your voice and with your hand stretch to heaven? Say, Lord, we have not come to plead any righteousness. We have come to plead for mercy. We have come for you to change our story. Please open your mouth and talk to God tonight. That this meeting, something must happen significantly. If God is crying and say there is a fault in your lives, in your midst, will you pray and say, Lord, please purge your floor. Please purge your church. Please purge us, oh God, change us. Let the fear of God return to us. Let the word of God come back. Let the fire fall from above. Consuming fire. Consume the dross. Consume the foolish things among us. Set us on fire, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you. As we stand as a congregation tonight, have we been overtaken? And there are some of us, oh God, we just saw that things are not working around us. We don't know why. We don't know why we have come under this reproach. But we are coming before you, Lord. The cry in Isaiah 64 says, will you leave us like this? Will you watch us waste away? Will you allow us to languish like this? Will you be angry with us forever? Lord, please turn your eyes to us. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Wherever the issues remain, please let your mercy reveal them and let your mercy prevail over us. Lord, nobody will leave this arena without being touched by your Spirit. I want you to say to God, Lord, don't let me go empty-handed. You must open my way. You will pour a fresh outpouring of your Spirit upon our lives. Please ask God that, Lord, having come for this Calabar conference this year, I will not return the same way. My life must turn about. Your glory must rest upon my life. My family must have a change. Our churches must experience a revival. Even our nation, different parts of our nation, you will show us mercy. Lord, have mercy on us. Thank you, Father. Lord, I stand together with my brothers and sisters in this meeting tonight. Please, Lord, look upon us and be merciful unto us. Be merciful unto your church, O God. Return to us, O God. Forge our pulpit, O God. Change our situation. Walk among us, Lord. Even things that we have not been able to touch now, expose it, O God. Until you help us, don't leave us alone. Let this nation know that we serve a living God. Thank you for hearing us. As we go tonight, let your hand be upon your people. Those who came crying for a divine touch, touch their lives. Those who came sick, they will not leave this meeting sick. We are going home healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who came scattered, the Lord will gather you. Those whose family are saying, but we have been waiting for help. Let heavens open over their lives. Pour them a blessing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As we go ahead, Lord, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
Let your hand be strong on this meeting. Let your spirit get to the depths and do us good, O God. Thank you for hearing us tonight. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed.